It is the Mike Show. It's the Wednesday edition. That means it's Way Wednesday with the United Way of Central Virginia. Kim Sorensen is joining us. Where's Chris?
Chris is in a conference in Florida. Ooh. So you got the big fish right here.
Yeah, we do. All right, Kim Sorensen, fresh off your European tour.
Yes.
So welcome to the program. Thanks so much for taking time. Each and every Wednesday, well, every other Wednesday, let's put it that way, we do a segment with the United Way of Central Virginia. Today is no exception. And typically, the United Way brings us a guest, one of their partner agencies. And today, again, is no exception. Who did you bring?
Well, Mike, I'm very pleased to bring Dr. Nancy Hubbard on board. She is the new executive director of the YWCA.
Well,
and
congratulations on
so
that.
So excited.
And Nancy, doctor, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. It's wonderful to be here.
Thank you so much for taking time and joining us today. So tell us about the YWCA of Central Virginia. What all do you do? What is your focus? And what are your goals?
We have been in Lynchburg since 1912. So we're one of these old august nonprofits. And we are here to serve women and to fight racial injustice. And what we're really known for mostly is working with women. And we offer what we call wraparound services to help women when they are in need. And it can be whether they are facing domestic violence, a sexual assault, or have low income and need a place to stay that's affordable and safe, if they need education to help them change and transition out of a dangerous or difficult situation. We partner with local agencies to provide that. And also to help them in the court system when they are going through these traumatic times to make sure that they get the services that they need and the protection they need to start their lives again.
This is all tremendous. About how many folks do you serve in any given month or any given year?
It's a really pretty large number, depending, because we have so many different services, different ones will have different focuses. But just to give you scope, we fielded 9,000 hotline calls last year for domestic violence. We also fielded about 2,000 calls for sexual assault. And we trained, I would say, 600 people in the community on not only services, but things like working with the police department on what to look for in a case of domestic violence. And I'll give you an example. If a policeman goes to a door with a domestic disturbance and finds a woman wearing a turtleneck, that's a sign, because strangulation is one of the most common forms of domestic violence. So most people wouldn't know to look for that, but when the police have been trained and we've worked with the police to do that, that's one of those signs that they know to look.
Yeah, it's staggering to hear those numbers. It's shocking.
It really is.
We're glad you're here.
Yeah, the statistic is roughly that 36% of women in our coverage area have experienced domestic violence at some point in their life. And that is, our coverage area is 4,400 square miles, two congressional districts, not only the city of Lynchburg, but all the surrounding counties.
Yeah, that's staggering. It's just a staggering statistic. And on the happy side of things, because, you know, hopefully all of this turns out into a happy ending, or at least most of it, you have the Bridal Shop as well.
We do. The Bridal Shop is just an amazing gem. And we have people come down from Washington and up from Charlotte to shop there. We fully own the Church Street Bridal store, and the staff there are YWCA employees. And we get dresses from amazing designers all over the United States. And one example is the bridal show, She Said Yes to the Dress. Mm-hmm. They send us dresses, hundreds of dresses every year.
Fantastic.
That are new dresses that we resell at a greatly discounted price. So we have dresses in there with $7,000 price tags that will sell for $700-$800.
Wow.
And they are absolutely gorgeous. The team there is amazing. Yeah. They really make the brides feel very, very special, because it is their special day.
I feel you need to have a fashion show.
I think that's on the cards for the winter. So we also have prom dresses and mother of bride dresses. Prom dresses are much reduced on that. We even have a discount rack that's $35 to $50 on beautiful prom dresses. There is a $6,500 dress on that rack.
Wow.
And if it was if it was my style, I'd snap it up, but sadly it's not.
Yeah. But you know, it's a great another revenue, diversifying your revenue for your cause.
Absolutely. And we've had people say, well, it's really a bridal store helping the cause.
Women.
And absolutely, it's a different form of revenue, but it's also catering to women who can't afford to spend $7,000 on a wedding dress, that want a beautiful brand new wedding dress. So we really try to offer services that help women really have their best life, and whether it's buying a wedding dress or getting out of a situation of domestic violence and moving into one of our shelters.
So I want to say to that too, Mike, is this is the only organization in our roster. As you know, we manage or fund 24 nonprofits in our region, and this is the only one that really has a focus on women and their needs, and it's unfortunate, their great needs in protection.
And YWCA has been one of your oldest, one of the longest running partner agencies with United Way of Central Virginia. I know that because I read that statistic somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Or had this on an interview. So moving forward, what are some of the challenges coming in as the new CEO, new executive director? What's on your short list and maybe your long list of things that you'd like to get accomplished?
Well, it's Kim and I were talking about this earlier. It is an amazing group of employees. The employees are just some of the most impressive people I've ever worked for. The issue is most people who work in nonprofits don't run it like a business.
No.
And it is a business with a heart.
Absolutely.
And you know, you have to have a passion and
you
love
do.
For the cause.
Absolutely.
But it is still a business. And so what I'm trying to do is really secure the long-term future by fundraising, by making sure our building, which is an iconic landmark in town, is funded and is in good shape. It needs a lot of work, as all many historic buildings do in town. We're trying to secure the funding to do that and talking to contractors to see how we can fix it up and really bring it into the 21st century. You know, the rooms were designed for long-term housing, affordable housing, 100 years ago.
Oh, my.
So they don't have ensuite bathrooms, which most people expect now. They have shared kitchens. It does actually make it a much more of a family feel.
Sure.
The women all get along as a family, and they do a lot of events together, and we do fun things. Like we had a swimming party last week at the British Swim School, which they donated a swimming party for our shelter kids and for the women who live at the house. We do exercise classes. We go on field trips. We have Christmas dinner, Easter lunch, things like that together. Mm-hmm. So it really is a really strong family bond. But the building really does need a lot of attention because
it's an old building. Yeah.
So we're trying to address that. We are struggling with a very volatile funding landscape on a federal level.
Yeah.
The Office for Violence Against Women closed for a period of time.
Wow.
And we were excited because we thought there would be no violence against women for a while. But unfortunately, that isn't the case. And it has fortunately reopened and are now taking grants again. So that uncertainty and volatility in federal funding is creating some uncertainties. So we are diversifying our funding sources and trying new sources. We are relying on the community to keep us going because we are the only wraparound service provider for women in town. And we really want to make sure that we are able to get women, lift women out of a situation of domestic violence, not only for themselves, but we find it's multi-generational. So if you have a woman who's suffering from domestic violence and she has children, her children are more likely to enter into relationships that have domestic violence. So what we're trying to do is lift the women out of those situations, work with local partners such as Parkview and CVCC to retrain the impacted survivors, make sure that they can start their lives again, and get their children out of those situations as well.
Yeah, breaking that cycle is absolutely a must, because you learn as you grow up from what you see.
Right? Absolutely.
And breaking that.
It's massive. And we see so many cases where a woman will tolerate domestic violence simply because it could be because of financial reasons. It can be because that's all she knows. Mm-hmm. For a whole variety of reasons, a woman will tolerate domestic violence until the children are impacted.
Yeah.
And so many times they will leave when either they see their son intervene and get hit, see their son start to mimic the behavior, see their daughters get hit or involved. And when they see that, they leave. And when they're there, we take the family, and we have two safe houses, and we welcome families into the home where they can start again and have a safe place to live. And we just got a letter back from a survivor who was in the home several years ago, who had a neurodivergent son, and he had never spoken until he got to the safe house. And he spoke his first words in the safe house. And she thinks it's because it's the first time in his life he really felt safe. So
tremendous.
She retrained. We had a case manager work with her. She now has an apartment near her son's school. And she and her son have started again in a new life. And she, several years out, wrote us a letter and said, "Thank you for changing my life. And please don't ever stop what you do."
Oh,
it's a wonderful outcome.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why we do it.
Yeah. So you take in not just women, but their children as well.
We
do.
You do
not separate families.
No, never. And we do not take children over the age of 13, mm-hmm. Because we've had some issues. But we do, we almost always have families living in the house as well.
Gotcha.
As single women. Now, we have long-term affordable housing that is for single women. So we don't have that opportunity for families now, but we work with other providers in town to make sure that women can be housed with their families.
Excellent.
Yeah. We work very closely with Miriam's House because mm-hmm. Two-thirds of homeless families are due to domestic violence.
Wow.
Yeah.
So we take Miriam's House women regardless, but we work very closely with them. They're a wonderful partner.
Excellent.
That is tremendous. Dr. Nancy Hubbard is our guest on Way Wednesday from the YWCA, the new executive director. And if you'd like to learn more about the YWCA, if you'd like to learn more about all of their programs and how you can maybe volunteer or make a donation, where do folks go?
Our website is being redesigned, but okay. it is up and running now. Our current one, it's www.ywcacva, so centralvirginia.org.
And we'll link that up on this broadcast. Folks can learn more at ywcacva.org. You're part of the United Way of Central Virginia as a partner agency. Been for a very, very long time.
And let me tell you, being a partner agency of the United Way of Central Virginia is not that easy, because we're rigorous. We make sure that the donors' funds are really utilized to the fullest and impactful. And every year, the allocation process includes a very intense review from the community itself. So we make sure if the YWCA is a partner agency of ours, it guarantees that the funds are utilized as they should and the impact is as great as we hope it to be.
Absolutely.
We actually use our budgeting process that we learned for the United Way as our ongoing budgeting.
That's tremendous.
And we also use the format that we use for our basis for the rest of our grants, because it is so rigorous.
Wow.
Yeah. Sorry, not sorry.
No, it's worth it. Absolutely. It's a phenomenal discipline that I'm really glad we go through.
Again, tremendous. Do you have any upcoming events or anything that you need to get the word out about?
Yes. In September, we will be hosting a gala. Previously has been called the Academy of Women,
okay.
And we're calling it the Academy of Women, Women of Distinction. We will be honoring four or five incredible female leaders from town and the surrounding counties. We will be putting out the word soon for nominations,
okay.
And it will be women who have really made a difference in our community and making the Lynchburg and the surrounding counties are a really great place to live. The one award that I'm really excited for, more than probably the others, is the Unsung Hero Award. And this will be a local woman who has flown under the radar, but really made a difference in people's lives. And it could be someone who took in kids after school and let them stay there until their parents came home from work. It could be that they taught local kids how to read. Whatever it is, it could be a local sports coach. That is the award that really means a lot, because these are women that really don't get recognition at the level they should.
Nice.
So we'll be hosting that in September, and then we'll also be having a fashion show for Church Street Bridal in the winter.
Okay. More information to come.
Absolutely.
And hopefully I can give you a hand with any of these.
We would be so delighted to have that.
Absolutely. It is the Mike Show. Now, Kim, what is going on with United Way of Central Virginia?
Well, if you're asking about upcoming events,
of course,
Hill City Slide 2.0
nice. Woo!
is coming to downtown Lynchburg again. We have to thank so many sponsors and the city of Lynchburg for working with us. We're closing down Church Street again for an entire weekend, August 22nd to 24th, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And you will be able to slide down a 700-foot water slide. Starting Friday evening, we're disco lights and everything else, I've been told. I'm excited. And I will slide down. And Nancy, you should be sliding with me.
I have already been told by our finance director that we are going as a team.
And absolutely.
Friday night, we will be there in mass.
Right on.
Very cool.
And people, you know, the Hill City Slide is actually one of our diversified form of resources, because the funds that we raise with that come right back into the community and our partner agencies, such as the YWCA.
Absolutely. And you can purchase tickets now if you go to the United Way's website, unitedwaycv.org. Just click on events and you'll see the tab for Hill City Slide. Just buy your tickets now. Get them.
And I would highly recommend it, because we did sell out last year.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We sold out. Yeah.
This thing was huge. And if you didn't. Oh, there's my daughter. I've got the graphic up. This thing was huge. And if you didn't see it, if you're listening right now, go to our Facebook page at the Mike Show VA, or just go to United Way's website, unitedwaycv.org. Click on Hill City Slide, and you'll see the graphic. You'll see the video that was made. There's marketing for this out there, so check it out. It's August 22nd and 20 through the 24th. So added one more day for
Friday
Hill City
night.
Slide. Friday night slide and adult only slide times as well. So get your tickets now. They will sell out. Don't wait until the last minute. Don't be last minute Lynchburg on this one.
You won't get in if you do, because it will.
That's true.
I promise you, it will sell out.
And I just want to proudly announce to the city of Lynchburg, is such a trendsetter working with us on that, because this is our second year, and I understand there's two neighboring cities, which we're not mentioning, that are doing it this year as well.
Copycats.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, that's fine. See,
trendsetters.
Okay. Well, not only that, but, you know, copying is the highest form of flattery, I think.
So we've been told.
Yeah. So again, Hill City Slide, go to unitedwaycv.org and click on that tab and get your tickets August 22nd through the 24th. Well, folks, thank you so much for taking time today. We really appreciate it.
Sure.
And again, your website for the YWCA is?
www.ywcacva.org.
All right. It is Way Wednesday. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you so
Absolutely.
Much.
Absolutely. It is The Mike Show. Coming up, we have your audio vault. We're going to place sounds lovingly in your ears. That's all on the way. Stay tuned.